We're talking Frank Ocean's Blonde album, and Tribe Called Quest has a new one coming out, and Lavelle's in studio. Stay tuned.
You are now tuned in to Black Hollywood Live. The beat.
What's up, guys? Welcome to Black Hollywood Live's The Beat. Make sure you guys check this out. We got Sasha from Wags, her newest single. Check out the video. Being sexy, sultry.
Yeah.
Ride that real breath, that breath.
It's Britney, bitch.
Should have added some harmony to that.
Sasha Gates, My Hitter. Make sure you guys check that out. She has that out on YouTube. You guys can check her out. Sasha Gates from Easewags. She sent that in for us. It's your boy DJ Jesse Jane here in studio with my queen to be.
Hey guys, I missed you, but you know Sia Moon and Mr. Carter held us down last week.
Sure did.
I was sick as a dog.
Sure did though.
They did though.
We did. Y'all though. Did though. Y'all already know.
They
though.
Held us down, son.
Mr. Carter in the building.
In the building.
Mr. Count on him.
Hey. But we also have in studio recording artist Lavelle.
What's up, everybody?
Yeah. Welcome to the show.
Yeah, thanks for having me. Appreciate it.
We can get rid of this video now. Or you want to keep it going?
No, girl, I mean, X. Bye, Sasha.
Bye, Sasha.
We'll see you on Sunday on WAG.
You're beautiful.
Yes. Shout out
pretty
to the
girl. Yeah,
very yeah,
pretty,
yeah.
Very she pretty. Said, yeah, yeah, yeah.
Oh, yeah. We need some reverb.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Yeah.
She needed some harmony on that shit.
For real, though.
She needed that harmony on that.
Featured on Lavelle's next track. Here. OB. Okay, so we had Mama Say out, but we dropped a new video a few weeks back.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. You know. Now, before we play that, because it's a track that y'all going to get up out your seats and dance to. Because why? Because it makes you want to move your body like that.
Like that.
But before we get into that, there was some new stuff that dropped this past week. Frank Ocean done.
Came out of nowhere.
Broke. I don't know if he broke the internet, but he broke my iTunes music. I was like, all these tracks? Thank you, Frank.
Yeah.
Did you guys get a chance to listen to it over the weekend?
Not yet, but I do have in mind, is it for purchase, right?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I'm buying it. I'm definitely going to buy it because I am a Frank Ocean fan.
Yeah. I just heard it this morning.
Oh, you did? Yeah. Is it hard? Is it good? Is it full?
It's good, but I feel like the weight made me want more, so...
No. You want more.
Because it's kind of one tone.
Yeah.
You what?
That's what a lot of people are saying. Like, they're like, it's good, but it's, we wanted something. But I'm like, it's, to me, if you listen to James Blake, he's another artist that I think Frank kind of really took his sound from. Because they're like writing partners, and mm-hmm. Frank is featured on James Blake album. You can mm-hmm. really hear a lot of James Blake
a
in
lot of
this
guitar.
Album,
mm-hmm.
and so that's why I'm like, I can kind of get it because I'm.
I can
James
get
Blake
it to
fan.
A certain point. Like you dropped Channel Orange, which was just like,
I bought that.
I think
one
that
too.
Was more commercialized.
Yeah.
This time he can do himself. What he wanted to do.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, what makes me nervous with that is like the album's dope, but it's kind of like there's so many tracks on there that are so similar. Mm-hmm. And the vibe is one vibe through the whole
I say
album,
be
cool.
I say be grateful. Y'all gave this boy a hard time for the past 4 freaking years talking about drop an album. He dropped something cuz he was under pressure. Hopefully this will set the momentum for him to give us something a little more juicy later.
Hopefully,
cuz
now he on his new record label.
Yeah. Yeah, about to say, isn't he independent now?
Mm-hmm. Cuz he done tricked the system.
Yeah. Yeah, he's smart.
Oh, 4 years smart. From now we get another one. Cool. Yeah. Thank you, Frank.
can't wait to hear what mood you're in.
Yeah.
But no, it is dope, so make sure you guys check out Frank Ocean Blonde. All right, next, you've been hearing the So Gone Challenge.
Oh, I just
so
got nominated
gone.
To do that.
Oh, okay. When are we gonna get
you?
Oh,
Hey, new Monica.
Sitting in BHL right. with my peeps. Hey. I'm going to rhyme off the okay. top, so listen clear.
Yeah.
I don't know what I'm about to say, yep. but I tell you that I got a nigga coming my hey. Way. Hey.
Since you did make it up, I was going to propose this.
What?
Next week, we come in and perform our own So Good.
Okay. Yeah.
I'm with
That'll
it.
Be I'm good. With
Everyone
I'm
gets 60 seconds.
Okay.
Yeah. Okay.
Okay.
Lavelle, you're going to have to pop your behind on it.
Tell me.
All right. So you got nominated.
Yeah.
And we nominating you here again. Oh, okay. So whether you can make it in studio or you're going to send us a video.
Oh, of course. Now I got to send it. I'm
going to be on Edna like, Edna. All right. But no, everyone's been doing these So Gone challenges. And so obviously, you know, we got to put our homie on
Miss Danny Devastation.
Take a look.
I love her.
You already know what time it is.
Come on, Danny.
How we get it?
I can't wait to meet her.
Yo, Danny. Talk to him.
She freestyled the top of her head.
Who the hell you think you playing with? Thought your love was a shit? Thought I would do anything for that dick? What you forget? I took care of you when you was sick. I even helped raise your kids. There's the things I get. You think you slick? You thought that you could smuggle some shit inside my crib? You thought I was gone? Here I am. Shit, let me in. They better come down. This nigga got me freaky. Donnie, kill him. No, I'm gonna get back in the car because I get smart and I don't want to make it happen. Look, if I don't leave, I'm gonna let the thing go pop. Nigga call a cop. I can't believe you pulled the stunt. Is that the bitch that you want? Spent my money on Belle. Now you saying you done. You mess with me, nigga. Gave you the best of me, nigga. Now I'ma give you a taste of your own recipe, nigga. I got the codes to the safe, the numbers to the bank. I know a nigga named Shank that leave you bloody for a friend. No catch up, you better pass up.
All right, Danny Devastation, So Gone Challenge Freestyle. All right, you know we live here in the building, so we're just going to do this. Mr. Carter, can you please get Edna some water? Because she before she died.
We keep going like this, like, Mr. Carter, you're trying to get your attention.
But this is what happens when Danny
comes on.
The beat.
Right.
Yes. You just get sucked into it.
I fucking love that girl.
But we're going to take care of that. You know, we a live show. We like to let you guys know that, you know? So it's just what we do here.
Shit happens.
All right, have you Tribe Called Quest, right?
Yeah.
Or so, have you even heard of Danny Devastation?
I actually saw this video like a week ago, I think.
Okay. About a week ago. Yeah. Week ago. So Danny Devastation, did you check any of her other stuff out?
No, that was the first thing I saw.
Go through her stuff. She is absolutely freaking
She sounds that.
Yeah. So, this is all freestyle.
Like, she doesn't write this stuff. Like, the guy in the car with her, he plays a beat, and then he just forces, he hypes her up, and then she just goes. And you see her, like, she does.
Eyes and everything
be tweaking
and twitching.
Mm-hmm. Oh, go ahead, girl. I mean, at this point, we just gonna go. So
wait, yeah.
All right. So, anyways, moving on from that. So, a new Tribe Called Quest album just got announced. L.A. Reid came in some interview, and he came out to say that a month before Fife had passed away, they had finished recording an album.
Oh, awesome.
Okay.
So we're going to get the whole crew together, a whole bunch of features, and they didn't say when the album's coming out, but it is coming soon. I think that's dope for music.
I think that'll be amazing. I think there's a lot of people who are Tribe Called Quest fans, and they have a cult following, just like the Wu-Tang Clan, so I think they will do well, absolutely.
Do you ever get nervous when, like, people of that level from, you know, back in the day come out with new stuff?
Like Mariah Carey with her last album.
You know why? No, because you know what? They're really the true meaning of hip-hop.
Right.
They are hip-hop. So I know that they're going to come out with something. Q-Tip has yet to stop. He's still, doing shit in New York. But I feel like it's good to hear. Let's hear what they're talking about. Because people are still listening to 90s music.
Definitely.
And the thing is like, they have a sound. They know themselves.
They know themselves, right?
Yeah. They ain't going to come out here and try to be these younger guys. Like, I just don't see that. I think we're going to get an authentic album. And I love me some Lil' Kim, but when she drops something, I don't feel like she's authentically pulling from Lil' Kim.
Yeah.
We're not going to get a Lil' Kim official album, y'all. I don't think it's ever going to happen.
No, I think
we're
going to
get like a mixtape. But with who? Like,
is Bad Boy gonna sign her?
My thing is that it blows my mind that no one out here cares about Lil' Kim like that and be like, here, girl, here, boo.
Yeah, somebody needs to sign her. Why ain't nobody gave her no contract?
What she need a contract for? She's little fucking Kim. Yeah. Do like independent like everybody
and
else.
I agree, but what's going
because
on?
Because the
what's
stuff the that she's been doing. Because
she's been dropping like some stuff that's been like, Kim, yo, like you're better than this. Yeah, like you better than this, Kim.
Well, it's better than Countess Vaughn shit that she's been doing.
Woo, I heard that.
Why did you get so offended?
That bitch sound like she was recording in the bathroom with the doors wide open, talking about what the pink shower cap.
We aren't talking about parodies and spoofs.
That wasn't a parody.
Yes,
that was real.
Like hell, the fuck? You gonna go from Lil' Kim to Countess Vaughn?
Because y'all talking about she sound like she recorded it in the bedroom or some shit. Girl. Ain't nothing sound worse than Countess Vaughn shit right now.
Countess Vaughn was an
actress. That was horrible. Those facial expressions, that was the worst
thing.
Wait,
she got a video?
Yes!
What is that?
With a shower cap and shit?
Don't play that. All right, well, we're going to actually play it. All right,
wait, before we move on. Yes. Yo, did y'all hear, is this true that they dropped Ciara from Epic Records and L.A. Reid was online dragging her? She went and did a performance. I guess she sound horrible or whatever. And L.A. Reid was writing no contract, no this, no that, like no Epic. Like he dropped Ciara and was dragging her through the mud. But
he's the one who like brought her up. Back.
He dropped her.
That's a false on your hood, Mr. Can you Google that?
Yeah.
L.A. Reid, like you gonna bring an artist back?
And then
me, that shows more on you as far as what you were capable to do with an artist. Because Ciara, I mean, maybe she's a stubborn person. I've heard she's chill to work with. I heard she's really nice.
Mm-hmm.
And I feel like looking at Ciara, I mean, I have some ideas for it. So, Ciara, what's up, boo? Come on.
I think that's foul if he is doing that, number one. Number two, you know what, Ciara? Fuck it.
Go into modeling.
You know they'll take you at Chanel and all those places because you are a dope-ass model. When they put it in those magazines, she's lean. She looks amazing. So maybe it's time for her. 12 feet tall. Right. Maybe it's time for her to switch her career.
All right. Let's talk about this. So,
what you found.
Okay.
He did not drag her.
Okay, well, supposedly on his Twitter, he put, my name is no, my sign is no, my answer is no, not signed here, baby, not Epic.
Yeah.
Then it says, no, this is absolutely not about Meghan Trainor. Then it says, Ciara signed with Epic back in 2011. Since then, she struggled to remain. I know her sales ain't been all that, but damn, like...
We'll have more information about that next week.
Yeah, LA, shows your character. Like, I can't. Like, you're too old for that. Like,
yeah,
you
tried to
giving
drag
bitches
up.
RAV4s out here, so keep your comments to yourself. Okay. I needed that extra check from X Factor. Calm down. I love Ciara, so I'm all
here. Yeah, I'll
write
a little
extra for
Ciara. I'm all here for Ciara.
That's my first love.
What song you wrote about her?
You know that ride track? She told me that was about. Hey. I used to watch that video every day.
I bet you did, right after school, under the covers.
With his lotion right here.
Y'all bad.
That's where the inspiration for Mama Say came, because Mama came in and said,
y'all are bad.
She was like, why am I buying lotion every 2 weeks? So I don't understand.
Shit, we gonna change his last name to Jones? Alright, so what we do here is we play visuals where we like to pretend we like the new TRL, right? So, but we just be finding independent artists and whatnot. So, someone had sent this one in. The artist's name is Stro Mighty Healthy 16.
Hey, Stro.
Oh, you know him? Mm-hmm. Check him out.
Hug these mics, we get busy. Come and have a good sound with G-A-T. First off, peace to y'all. From the best coast, that's east to y'all. Flooding these mics, no FEMA, dog. Bet your home got no fever, dog. You ain't really gotta be me, dog. We can link up and seize it all. Money, sunnies, run it. Dummies, these haters get nothing from me. Young boy got hella skill. Y'all look at the bill. Brooklyn, hella real. Death, what we repetitive. Flatbush, Brownsville. All the way back to Clinton Hills. Yes, fresh. Yes, ill. Yes, lit. No chill. Me, I'm that Don. Like I treat tracks like turnpikes. I ornaments, stay focused. on the man who closest. I don't know about you, but that's how we move it. Everything stay grade A for payday. We lose it, we doze it. Originally, speak of the city, they picture me. Biggie and Dad, he living in me. You in the body, no difference to me. Had to blast at him, had to blast at him. See, grade A tribe, be the G-A-T.
Oh, he got bars.
Hey, oh, shout out to Stowe, and also shout out to Lulu. That's who had sent that in, one of our viewers. If you guys have any artists you guys want to send in as well, just leave a comment down below or just tweet it at us. That was dope.
Big bars.
And his flow is like...
Who is he? Choppy. Like, where y'all hear about him from?
He used to be...
Yeah, America's on, Got Talent or something.
He was on, like, some show, like... Yeah. And he was called Astro.
That's, oh!
Yes, exactly. You remember. Because everybody knew this boy. Everybody knew this boy.
It was X Factor.
And I was like, why he didn't come out
so
then?
So funny. L.A. Reid. Hmm. He was on L.A. Reid on X Factor.
Oh, wow.
Astro. All right, you better grow up.
Yeah, right? I'm like, he grew up, right?
Yeah. But, and I like that he did the Stro thing, because it's so funny... Astro kept popping up on the sides, and I was like, oh, that kid.
Yeah, I was like, Astro.
All right, so here's this next cat. His name is Azizi Gibson. The song is called Levels.
I like Azizi's name. I like that name.
Well, listen to the song. I think you're going to like the song, too.
He cute.
Girl, where?
My life is great. Ain't filled with hate. I don't know about you. I know the world is fucked up. It's so destructive, but what can I do? I got to roll this weed up and kick my feet up. We got to pull through. I gotta lend a hand everywhere I can. I don't need to know
you, Jackie O.
Wanna find a place that's filled with grace. Come around my way. We'll stay up late, we'll bake a cake and watch movies. Let's go create. I know the sun to make. I know you could do it too. I know the world around you will always doubt you, but we'll be cool. Keep your hands up high, keep your head up high. Keep your hands up high, keep your head up high. Keep your hands up high, keep your head up high. Your hands up high, keep your head up high. Don't let them see you cry. Don't let them see you down.
All right, he said.
Azizi Gibson
said,
Levels.
Don't let them see you cry.
Yeah, I like that.
He's
I like that low. I like that
singing.
Low.
He said, don't let them see you.
What are you guys thinking about the vibe?
I think it's cool. It's smooth. Yeah. You could definitely put one in the air to this.
Oh, yeah. I'll
have to ride to it.
Okay, all right,
Azizi. Positive content, positive music. I'm here for it. Next, now they was talking about this earlier. He's back from the south side. Lloyd came out, dropped the video for his new single, True. Let's take a look. Y'all sick up in here.
I'm not sick.
The PRL or something.
I'll lick your whole face right now.
Hell
yeah. From the pain. Realness. Here's my story. Lord.
Hey world, yeah, I know it's been a while, but I come around to let you know what's up now. No album lately, so my mind is kinda up down. I still been taking care of my mama and them somehow. Disappeared from the scene and left my old team. Had to find a new approach to an old dream. And it's not to take a shot at my old team. I just want you to see this is me. So please accept me for who I am. And please accept me for what I do.
Wow. Lloyd True, make sure you guys check out the full video on Bebo. What are we thinking?
That's
Lloyd's
a lot
back.
Of pressure.
All day. Like, I want to know, like, what happened?
No, that's a lot of pressure for him to be under. He probably at that, you know, the point when he was out the early 2000s, you know, Lloyd, he was doing really well. Mm-hmm. Probably all his, he probably ran out of money.
Well, and Omarion stomped.
Omarion, yeah, Omarion.
But remember when he came back?
Wasn't he with Murder Inc.
In 2011, he was with Def Jam when he came up with that. Remember, he performed on the awards. Yeah, remember, he was popping that year, that album and everything.
That single.
Yeah.
I feel I don't know, but this sounds good.
But like
good.
You said, he had to get rid of his old team.
Not only that, I want to hear what his story is, because that hearing what he's saying had me totally like had my full attention because I'm listening to the words. It's been a while since somebody did something that stimulated your mind where you want to hear the story. Music is about telling stories. And from hearing the words that he's saying, you know that this is something that's true from his heart, and he wrote this. You can hear it.
In the visual. Like,
the visual is,
visuals.
Yeah. I'm going to watch this in its entirety.
So you're a Lloyd fan.
Oh, yeah, man.
Yeah.
So what are you thinking about the sound, the comeback?
I think he put out a single a couple years ago, and I was like, oh, I don't like this. And then he put this on, and I was like, oh, thank you.
And I think that's what it was. That single was, it was like Bruno Mars, it was like the pussy song or something about like your...
Nah, he's talking, I know what you're talking about. You're talking about another single he did drop, like, some shit on his SoundCloud. It was something. Just like some random song. I remember that, and it wasn't good.
Yeah.
I remember that.
But yeah, this is definitely...
But that was good. That song was good. It that was album cute, was my CD. Like, I was there for that
imagine,
album,
imagine, like, that wasn't really a King Lloyd
Hearts,
song.
That was my album.
King of Hearts, yeah. It was really like a Lloyd song, though. Where this is like, this brings
is, yeah,
me back.
Back.
I feel you.
This
feel
is his tone right here.
Yeah, he still sound good.
Oh,
yeah, God bless him.
Okay, so this next artist, we've played her before. She is, I call her the Beyonce of Japan. So basically, she was in a group like Destiny's Child. Oh, yeah. She separated herself. Literally, this girl is so big. You just type the letters CL on YouTube and all her ish comes up. Like two letters. Like what? Beyonce gotta put a whole name. So anyways, she's breaking out. She's about to cross over right now. This is the crossover single and check it out. It's called Lifted.
Nice. That last shit you played was... You get off my cloud. You don't know me and you don't know my style. Getting lifted, never come down. So getting lifted. Getting dumb on the drum, rum, pom, 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 pom. Better run, where I come, what a bomb, bomb. Sipping on coke and rum, getting so drunk. Everyone wondering where she come from. Got gold on my necklace, gold on my wrist. Gals getting mad, cause the boys wanna kiss. Fast with the cash, I just throw it in the bag. Everything I wanna have, well, I think you get the gist. Upside, downside, inside, outside. Hitting you from every angle, there's no doubt. The poetry in motion, coast to coast, and rub it in your skin like lotion. I've got myself a 40. Go ahead, cultural appropriation.
Where is she filming this at? That look like New York. This L.A. or New York?
No, New York. But
Oh, in America.
Like America, because everything she's been doing, it was out there in Japan. Shout out to CL. I mean, whoever her team is visually, they got her together, honey.
Yeah, I think this is good. I think she's definitely she has something that and I think people will like
is
over here.
Huge already.
Really? I can imagine.
She's Japan, but Japanese? But is she from the UK?
No. Like if you like look her up, all her other stuff is
like
in
K-pop.
Yeah,
stuff.
The group is To Anyone.
Oh, To Anyone. Everyone knows. I mean, in America, people know who To Anyone.
Yeah, I don't say everyone.
Well, not everyone.
They don't
but,
be speaking
I mean,
English.
I know who
to like,
anyone is. At least from their videos.
Yeah.
The videos are everything.
Sickening. So shout out to CL for that. Next, Santi Gold. She's back. She got a new single called Banshee. Yes, good that Santi Gold back. Because girl, why was you so quiet for so long? Let's take a look.
I always liked her more than M.I.A.
Oh, see MIA live, and then you might change your mind.
Really? Wow.
Because I hated MIA until I saw her live.
Oh, wow.
She performed pregnant, too? That was weird.
Were you high?
No. I just love seeing the gold.
With the doll.
Now they were high doing this video.
I bet you.
This reminds me of Mustache Mondays downtown LA. They look like they're shrooming to this video.
Oh, yeah. Color. You know the walls were melting, y'all. The circles were spinning.
It's a trippy ass video.
Banshee, Santa Gold. Check out the full video if you want to go on that adventure. Laval, what are you thinking?
I just really wish that I did drugs so I could understand.
Damn, what's going on, right?
Yeah.
Damn.
Oh, man.
I don't know what's happening.
We're in North Hollywood, you know? We might be able to find something.
That part, okay?
All right, you love
I'm here for it. I'm here for it in the sense of if we were shrooming out or if we was X-ing out or whatever, then yeah.
Like, I'm not here to promote music with drugs. Like, it was different. Yeah, the way she took the sound brought the levels down. I thought that was interesting as well. I thought, you know, the little Barbie knee thing.
That's why I asked, were you high when you found it?
No, it wasn't. I was actually working.
Yeah, no. I mean, she, you know, she trippy, so that's not for me.
Well, you'll love this next one. Her name is Sarah. Oh, gosh. What was that?
S-A.
Do you know who this is?
No, but the name.
Some ghetto. Not Sarah. It's Sarah. S-A-R-O-C, but she's dope.
She could
have done better. The song is called Lord of the Forest. Honey, she don't need to, because watch this.
Yo, this number five, how should I begin? Stay soft, fighting all these ninjas with my mighty pen. Destroy, yay, 360 degrees, I be in. Had these despondent MCs pondering about what might have been. In spite of them, I made it out my 9-to-5 on bars alone. Now I'm performing out in Brooklyn to Barcelona. But they won't play me on the air without some auto-tune. And frankly, these fancy rappers cheesy like a mascarpone. If you can see what I see, baby. The future's forming nicely lately. 16 just might be my gear, maybe. I don't think that you should take it lightly. Oh, no. Try me now, forget the pomp of circumstances. I don't need the accolades. Just let the verses work their magic. I'm a lavish kind of
man. Spit like a she's sick.
Hey, family keep a satchel full of funds for known to Faberge. Never tangle with a devil or a saint of latter day. Keep my balance with the crystals in my
ass. Give me a little MC Light. Old school.
With a goddess game chant.
Oh, shanty in the palace. Rock, Lord of the Forest. She got a different look. Like, when I saw this, I thought she was going to start singing. Then that came out of her. I was like, oh. Video's a little, like, I mean, I get it. You got to get the coins before you can make it. But, you know what I mean? So we just found
ourselves. I honestly feel if dudes don't step their game up,
say it.
These women are coming. Yo, this is like.
Every week is sick.
These girls are killing the bars. Dudes, like, we kind of getting tired of that shit, bitches. It's like, if men ain't going to do it, right? They like, right. I guess the women are like, yo, I'm tired of you.
I'm tired of Nikki. That's all we have.
Not even Nikki. We don't even have. We don't even have Nikki anymore because she under her man. I just feel like these women are coming back with bars and not no little tiny do my nails and brush my hair. They coming out with bars. So, yo, she sounds dope. Good for her.
You guys like Tink?
Yes.
Yeah, that's like the first one. I was like, oh, yeah.
But she's been quiet for a minute.
Yeah.
So, Timo must be working on something.
Yeah. Drop third quarter.
Okay.
Yeah. Because what we in? We in about what, second? About to be in third?
We're coming to the end of second, right?
To the end of third?
Oh, in the third?
Christmas about to come up, honey. They got to get these albums out.
Oh, yeah.
Okay. All right, Lavelle, let's talk about it. So you have this new video out. It's called Like That.
Yeah.
Tell us about the song.
Okay, so this is actually a really funny story. The reason that this song came about was I had an opportunity to perform at Raging Waters, and the people that were throwing it were like, hey, do you have any summer music, like summer party? And I was like, yeah, I do. Yeah. I had like a week to give them the song. And so I was just like, I need a song, but I don't really like to sound like everyone else. So my main focus was I need to make a fun summer song, but it's still me. I don't want it to be like, oh, is that Flo Rida? No, it's Lavelle. So I put the song together, threw it together, and the whole plan was to come up with like three different songs, and I couldn't. I just came up with this one, and they just loved it. And so I love dancing in general, so I was like, it has to be a song about dancing. Nobody wants to. I feel like dancing is coming back, though.
Yeah.
Like, slowly but surely, people like to
it's
dance.
It's cool
a little
to
more.
Dance now. Because for a minute, everyone wanted to go
just
into this,
stand
like,
with
look.
A cup in their hand, like.
Right.
Yeah,
exactly.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Yo, can you ask that girl over there for me? Can I? Do you have balls?
You're such an idiot.
Okay, so let's take a look. Oh, I guess we're going to play Mama Say first, so let's play this.
Mama say my massage from other females is just a facade. Flirting with a girl who gives back applause couldn't even act appalled. Cause I like that shit, I just had to write this shit. I'm liking this, that old school groove with a new school move. Toe tapping this, flow rapping this, closed caption couldn't even caption this. Now I'm rapping this, gift up for y'all. Stand up and call my name, 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 my name. And it all sounds the same. What a me though, I'm hot like a Pico, sure thing like a free throw. But not Shaq's though.
looking for cash flow, something like Niagara. Stand up, dude, now I'm something like Viagra. Still denying when they call me a rapper. Doesn't matter, the matter. Had a backward ask for adamantium. Yeah. While I adamantly crash the game like an assassin, asking them to please calm down. This is my block now, and it's even hotter now. Bottles down before I give you the runaround. Man, I can run around this track a few times before I come up with a rhyme that isn't sicker than a little kid with protrusive mucus coming from his little tickets. Well, that's a little gross. When it comes to the lyrics, yes, I do the most. And when you're living like a kid, everything you should have did is the shit you're doing now. So this life we're gonna live.
Yeah. Hey, that's me.
Now you got the scary ass Chuck E. Cheese.
I can't with the Chuck E. Cheese.
Man, ain't that dude terrifying?
Lavelle, Mama Say, y'all can check that out. And then can we pull up like this? But before we play that, so Mama Say, this single's been out for a while now.
Yeah.
Where was your where do you come up with this flow and these lyrics?
Man, I think it's just all my inspirations from a kid. I was really into 90s music a lot.
Clearly.
I
mean, that just gave me the feeling of summer, yeah. Summertime.
I love Will Smith.
Yeah, that gave me that.
All that kind of came together. You know, Will Smith, I love Ludacris, Missy Elliott, all those, like, kind of. It's weird because I feel like Ludacris and Missy Elliott don't really get where, you know, I love them. And so, like, when people don't ever bring them up, how they are as rappers, I'm just like, dude, you don't
Ludacris
even know.
Is so slept on.
I don't know why. He's a lyricist, and you can comprehend every word he's saying.
Such a storyteller, all that kind of came together. I love like that feel, like that old school like bounce. It makes you kind of want to move.
I got that.
Bit,
you, Mama Say, Mama Sigh. You achieved that with me. I felt it.
And wait till you hear this next one. And then I feel like we should be getting you retweeted with Missy Elliott because I could actually see that something with
that. I hope so.
With your vocal.
Missy, where
that
you
could
at?
Be dope.
Let her produce a little track for you.
Man, I hope
get
so.
A little feature on there, you know what I'm saying? She'd be like, woo!
Call me.
Lavelle!
I'm waiting.
All right, so let's take a look at this. So this is what you're talking about. Like that. Let's take a look. Party song, get
this
the red
is my
cups.
Shit. I love this one.
And I love your logo.
Like right, I'm like this logo.
Move your body like
this.
Move your body like that. Move your body like this. Now do your body like that. Who we gonna body like this? Now do your body like that.
Yeah.
Who we gonna body like? We gonna body like? We gonna body like?
She's hot, but her friend's way hotter. But her friend's hotter than tamales in a sauna. Look, I'm looking for little mommy to call me poppy. Man, I key, let me tell you something. I'm addicted to the way your hips are switching. Talking body language, but believe I'm on listen. Baby, I'm a dog, and we supposed to chase the kitten. Yeah, I'm California, ain't no water, I can't swim it. Yeah, she's a kid in the mirror. Any dress killer, hand on her leg, body smoother than vanilla. I feel her, yeah, and she feel me too. We hit the dance floor and get really loose, really groove. Need someone who really moves. Snap back and Jay's on, and she's silly too. I've been watching you sway all night, so you better more to thank to the sun.
Move your body like that. Move your body like this. Move your body like that. Move your body like this. Now do your body like that. Who we gonna body like that?
What was she doing?
Now do your body like that.
She was trying to get back
up. Who we gonna body like that? We gonna body like
that. Thing go.
Hey, Lavelle, like that. Okay. Make sure you guys check out his YouTube page for more of those videos. Yeah, that like
I can hear this playing on the radio.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, call somebody, make some calls. Make some calls.
You got the catchy hook, the dope lyrics. They're all danceable.
I'm saying, make a call. Big boy, if you need to, it's on YouTube, big boy.
No, we thinking bigger than that. We talking Missy Elliott.
Missy?
Yeah, now.
It's on YouTube, Missy.
Now we just got retweeted in her DMs.
Yeah.
Down in the DMs.
You did good, though, for you to have pulled that together so fast. I think you did a good job. And your team, you can tell your team is strong behind you because both of your videos, y'all use the red camera, like y'all really got into your video. Your visuals. I think that's a good job. Usually I'll be like, you fucking suck. I don't, you know. Oh, it's okay.
Or she'll be real quiet.
Or I'll be quiet. I won't say much, but I think you got talent. I think it's good. Your visuals are good. It's busy. It's full. Thank you. You know what I mean? Yeah. I think it's cool. God bless you.
And you stick out. You personally are entertaining. Like, it's just the way you move your body and flow. Like, it all just
He's
goes
not
together.
Lost in that crowd. Exactly. Yeah.
To be honest, I was watching a bunch of the videos before I came here, and I was like, oh my God, if Queen don't like me, I don't know. I don't know what I'm going to do. How am I going to go home and tell my dad she didn't like me?
No, I honestly do. I can hear this song playing on the radio because this is Cali. Yep. Shades on, top open. You can hear that. And what's the part? When they go up and down. When they're drowning around.
That crossover. That was perfect.
That's definitely a... Yeah. This is definitely a commercial song that you can hear playing on the radio and everybody jamming to it. And it's definitely giving me Cali.
Mm-hmm.
Definitely Ooh. Giving West me Cali. God bless you.
Thank you.
And you don't get much of that more from me.
Okay. I'm going to take what I can get.
Eat up. So what do we got going for the rest of 2016?
Yeah.
I just have a bunch of shows going on. And I'm putting together this EP with that song, of course, on it and some other stuff. And I'm just trying to, like, you know, put my face out there. I want people to kind of know who I am. And where I'm from and who I am as an individual.
Yeah, what's the EP looking like?
I'm basically done with it. I have
Do you have a name?
I do.
Don't give it yet, because you might change.
Yeah.
Y'all always change.
See that smirk?
No exclusive.
Artists always change the name right before they drop it.
And then everybody's going to be like, where is it at?
I'm right. Uh-huh. They're searching something else.
Yeah. Like, Boys Don't Cry.
Right.
Okay.
When you drop it, he might as well just come back. What you think?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Boy, you can always. You're going to have to come back and do a performance for it.
Oh, yup. Yeah.
On the stage.
I'm excited.
We're going to have him for that. So, okay, working on an EP. Is the sound going to be dancey like that? Like, where are we going with the sound? Are we going to go all over the place with
yeah,
it?
Yeah,
like some love songs, you know what I mean? Something with a lane.
I actually have something. I can't play it on here, so I'll show you guys after. Mm-hmm. I'm going to show you guys after. But it's I have, like, a lot of different sounds, but it's because I have a lot going on in my head. So I feel like right now is the chance, since I'm new, I have a chance to kind of just spew it all out. Mm-hmm. And then once I become Lavelle, the artist, I have to, you know, I can make a focus.
Exactly.
But right now, I just want to kind of get it all.
Throw it all out. Yeah, every sound, fuck it.
And then whatever they attach to, I'll just be like, all right,
okay,
let me do this
stick
for the
with that flow.
Yeah.
What's been your biggest overcoming moment as an independent artist?
As an independent artist, I have to be my dad, because when I in college, I was rapping, and I was really rapping because I was an engineer and I needed to practice mixing and stuff like that. So I was like, who not better to practice on than myself? So when I came home and I showed him some of the raps, and he's like, yeah, you should learn how to produce something like this. I was like, okay. So I was like, well, I had to show him that I could rap. And so I started really, really rapping and taking it serious. And then he was like, okay, you're actually, like, you know, really good.
Because, you know, your parents tell you something, your father tell you. Yeah. You got to be like, okay, because they're the worst critics. Yeah. Jesus Christ.
Man. Yeah. Not even concerned about the lyrics. He's like, can you make a beat like that? Beat is good. I was like, cool. Yeah, so definitely my dad's kind of like, my dad and my uncle. My uncle's like been rapping since he's been a little kid, and he's older now. And when he started actually recognizing me, it really, like, I'm nervous just to show him things. So when he kind of was like accepting of me, and he even put me on a song, I was like,
wow.
Yeah, it was crazy. I was like, I don't think he knows that, but but yeah, for sure.
All right, so are we getting the EP end of this year or beginning of next year?
Definitely end of this year, October, November-ish, okay. For sure.
And I always like to ask this, like, when people are focused on, you know, dropping an album in you know, 2016, everyone's dropping a visual for all the songs. Is that kind of where your brain's at with it? Or, like, how do you see this EP kind of being released?
I love visuals just in general. So it's like if I'm able to put all the visuals out, which I know I am able to, it's just I would have to see it all. And so far all the songs kind of have, like, they're able to have videos for them. So definitely if I'm able to, like, put it in the timeline of now in October, which is, what, 2 months from now, then for sure. Yeah, for sure. I would love to put videos to all of them.
He got work to do.
Yeah.
Jesus, wait. The year is over in 3 months.
Oh, my God, y'all.
Yeah, well, that's another conversation. So you got performances coming up.
Yeah.
Where are some of them?
Or
where can we find them to see where you're performing?
I'm gonna get back to you because I don't know for sure. But I just had one last night at this comedy show. It was awesome. So I have a few more coming up, but I don't know exactly. But I always put them up on my Twitter and Facebook, all that stuff.
Okay. So wait, what is your social media? Yeah.
Everything is Hey, It's Lavelle, and Lavelle's LaveLle, not to be confused with Lavelle Crawford. Just Lavelle. Yeah. So Joe, anywhere you want to find me. Facebook, Instagram, all that
Say it
stuff.
Again?
Black Planet.
Black Planet, okay.
Planet.
You brought it back.
What's the new one? They got Soul Swipe.
Soul Swipe?
They start oh, I ain't heard of that one.
The two most random people start following me, Soul Swipe and Maury's Tickets for Tickets to Maury.
Right? Oh, Maury.
Wow. So I'm going to get you on Soul Swipe.
Yeah, so hey, it's Lavelle. LaveLle. Mm-hmm. Soul Swipe, Black Planet.
How about your boy? You trying to get a song written about you, girl.
Queen,
y'all already know you can find me on Snapchat and Instagram at Queen Wink, on Twitter at Queen Live.
Mr. Carter,
you already know though, you can find me everywhere at Mr. Carter.
Though.
Ooh, that late night voice.
That's how he say good morning. Good morning, GM though.
And you guys, again, if you guys have any artists that you want your video played or your friend's video played, leave a comment down below. Shoot us a tweet. An email, someone get to you somewhere. Just tag BHL the beat. You guys can also hit me up at DJ Jesse J. Lavelle, thank you for coming and sharing your music with me. And we're going to get him in studio again because we need that energy here in studio to perform. But make sure you guys hit us up next week, same time, same place. Peace.
Hey.
From executives Kevin Undergaro, Dario Kristen, Tiana Hobson, and the entire BHL staff, we would like to thank you for supporting Black Hollywood Live, the first online broadcast network dedicated to African-American entertainment. For questions and comments, contact us. info@blackhollywoodlive.com. Like us on Facebook, tweet us, or Instagram us at BHL Online. And I am the official voice of Black Hollywood Live, Scipio, Instagram at KingXOBay. Thanks for tuning in.
Music Redefined.
The views expressed here are those of the host only and do not necessarily reflect the views of BHL or its owners or principals.